This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to determine your fate health-wise. Let's push the clouds aside and get down to the nitty-gritty of information. Thanks to our friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here once again from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to go through any number of items that he has researched this week. He's a big researcher. You actually told me once that you're doing sort of formal research with your patients at Lake Cardiology, and was it EECP, or there? I think there were a couple of other things for which you presented papers at various gatherings about research at your own clinic, right?
Well, the cardiology world is finally discovering and realizing and accepting the existence of small vessels around the heart, which is a very important part of the appropriate functioning of the heart, and these can cause a lot of symptoms. They're a very common problem. The big vessels we all know about, these tree trunks that sit on top of the heart, the number one cause of death in America when these things don't function properly. But there's also this microscopic web or mesh that comes off these big tree trunks that go into the thickness of the heart, the so-called small vessels or microvessels. And these can have their problems. They don't relax and open and allow blood to flow, or they can get their own blockages in them. And this small vessel heart disease is incredibly common. A lot of people think it's the earliest form of any coronary problem. And what happens is you get symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, especially women get fatigue, unexplained fatigue. And you do a stress test. There might be a little abnormality. Then you go look at the coronaries. Everything looks fine. And for decades, cardiologists were telling the patients, you're fine. There's no heart problem. Mm-hmm. But now we're much smarter. We know the existence of these small vessels, and probably at least half the people who have a heart catheterization and were had been told in the past everything's fine, it wasn't fine. Actually, you have small vessel heart disease, and cardiologists were missing this for decades. And finally, I think we're now recognizing this as a group and letting people know. So if you were told a decade ago or even 5 years ago that you were having chest pain or shortness of breath, palpitations, especially women, fatigue, and it's unexplained, and you had a heart evaluation and they said everything was okay, you may want to go get re-looked at because you may have small vessel heart disease.
You know, I don't have any of those symptoms, but you're so good and your system is so good that about 10 years ago, you found some small irregularity using the technique that you have just discussed, or digging around more to find out what may not present itself as a problem at the moment, but really digging in and seeing things. And you, I don't mind, you know, I always say talk about what goes on with me because it makes it great. You have my permission to forget HIPAA and talk about me in terms of how people can learn from it. You found, what, a couple of little micro vessels that weren't functioning properly, and that's when I started my 4 or 5 years on EECP. So tell your story about how you found it.
Well, we did a stress test in you, and you had a small abnormality. Stress test is like starting up the motor, and you're looking at the function of the heart. And when you put the pedal down and go high gear, and you want to make sure that the heart's functioning well in high gear. And
well, that's what. Well, and in high gear comes, you get on the treadmill. Many of you have had a stress test on the treadmill. I went, I think, for 14 minutes or something, up to 1.5 times whatever your, what's the measure? I've forgotten now what the numbers are, but it's something that's extreme to see what happens in your heart when you're really pouring on the coal, in essence, right?
Right.
So And then you jump on the table, the ultrasound is there, and you stick that around, and you can see pretty much everything in your heart. And so you saw, what did you see?
Well, you're describing what's called an exercise stress echo, where we do an ultrasound of the heart at rest. We're looking at the main pumping function of the heart at rest, which yours was normal. And then right after peak exercise, you had an area of your heart, small area, that wasn't contracting more vigorously after peak exercise, as it should if all the blood is flowing normally. And it turned out that this area that wasn't functioning as superbly as it should at peak exercise, immediately following peak exercise, was because of the small vessels, these microvessels. We looked at your big vessels. They were fine. If it's not in the big vessels, it's in the small vessels. And we gave you some more small vessels by doing this non-invasive procedure called EECP, which improves the blood flow to the heart. And we re-studied you, and you had normal stress tests. So we had improved the blood flow, and now you had normal blood flow, and everything was working well.
And that seems to have been consistent, because I stopped EECP a couple of years ago, and in my test last year, and I'll have another one this year, it showed that the thing had returned. Did it grow new vessels around the old? What actually happened?
Well, yeah. EECP does stimulate new blood vessel development. You did that out in California, right?
I did. Yes. Yep. Went to a place in California for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years in a row. I'd go over there every week, sometimes more than that. I think it's, was it 20 treatments you're supposed to have?
Well, the way it's usually done customarily in our office will prescribe 35 one-hour treatments. That's the initial dose. Most people will respond. About 85 to 90% of people will respond with that dose of EECP. They'll improve in their symptoms, and then the stress tests also improve with better blood flow. So we have an objective measure besides the subjective measure, which is just the symptoms, which everybody wants to feel better, and that is important. And then we can objectively approve that the blood is improving flow to your heart by looking at a follow-up stress test.
Right. And that's what I think. I had 3 series at least of 35, one each winter. As I went to California, I'd go and try to get 35 in over the course of the winter. And then it was a course of 3 of these at least.
And you got your turbo back.
Yeah, I do. And sometimes they call and want to know if I want to go back again. I don't know. That'd be overkill, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends how you feel. You're feeling too well, I think, right now.
Yeah, I feel fine. All right, let's talk about a bit of research that you did reading the journal Circulation, as long as we're in the cardio department. Yo-yo readings may signal what? If you have cardio, like, and when we say yo-yo readings, are we talking about blood pressure? Are you talking about heart? Count, what are you talking about?
All of the above. This is in, as you said, Circulation. This is the main clinical journal, the American Heart Association, a Bible journal for all cardiologists. So if your weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, or blood sugar levels fluctuate, Doug, you may have a higher risk of heart attack, stroke, and premature death than people with steady readings. Treatment strategies to reduce fluctuations in these parameters should be a goal to prevent bad health outcomes. These strategies might include keeping blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar within normal ranges, not too high or too low, and maintaining a normal weight, not too fat or too thin.
So, do you need drugs? Do you need to eat better, natural homeopathic ways of if you have irregular numbers of getting them back to regularity?
Well, you know what I always say, my favorite drug is exercise. You combine that with a good diet that's targeted specifically to you personally for your ideal body weight. And if you don't know how to do that, talk to your friendly dietitian. So you want to figure out the calories, the protein, the carbohydrates and fats that you should eat to get down to your ideal body weight and deal with whatever other medical issues you have and get as healthy as possible. Diet is so important. And if you're not eating the right diet, there's no way you're going to be healthy in the long term. Mm-hmm. And then adding an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay, and that should include stretching, aerobics, and strength training. And that is an amazing way to maintain your health, to maintain your weight, and just to maintain a great positive outlook. It's my favorite way to deal with early anxiety, early depression, just a wonderful way without medicines initially.
So I'm wondering, as I think through my own relationship with you and how personal it is and how personally you treat your patients, somebody sent me, by the way, you can get to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, Instagram, at Doug Steffen, or you can send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com. The question comes on whether or not there will be in the future robotic-assisted technology in the heart or cardio care department. Can you imagine a time, and what made me think about this was the ECP is sort of robotic in a manner of speaking. It's a machine. You get put onto a machine that works you over for an hour. But is there anything that you can think of in your practice that could be performed, not necessarily better, but by robots?
Doug, I will never say never about anything. When I was in medical school, boy, I'm going to date myself, in 1975 I started.
Yeah.
And I think about what we had then and what we do today. I couldn't have imagined what we are doing today back then. So anything is possible. I think that we will have more and more robotics. We have robotic surgery today, and where it will fit in, you can only imagine. You know, George Jetson is here.
Well, there are robotic-assisted platforms that represent the latest breakthrough in different disciplines, for example, spine surgery. Andy Solomon now has more on some new technologies that are re-engineering the operating suite, at least as far as spine surgery is concerned.
I'm here at the North American Spine Society 2018 annual meeting, where Medtronic is discussing the future of robotic-assisted spine surgery. Medtronic has worked with surgeons for more than 35 years to anticipate their needs for solutions to make surgery more predictable. Adult and pediatric spine surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Gum from the Leatherman Spine Center in Louisville, Kentucky, is here to provide his insights.
Medtronic's robotic-assisted technology can play a truly transformative role in refining minimally invasive spine surgery by providing precise and predictable guidance for implant placement.
Dr. Gum also spoke about the future of robotic-assisted spine surgery.
Future innovations with Medtronic's robotic-assisted surgery will focus on improving procedural efficiency, reducing OR time, and leveraging real-time data to allow for more accuracy and even better clinical outcomes.
For more, go to Medtronic.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Stefan with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week, and we create podcasts around the information that Ken gleans. So you can go to gooddayhealthshow.com, the latest podcast there from Dr. Ken, because there are two of them at the Good Day Health Show, one from Dr. Ken, one from Dr. Jack. In our latest, and by the way, they're all archived, they're all described, you can see what's there. So the most recent one from Ken and I discusses the benefits of romantic kissing, like how much it does for your immune system and knowing your compatibility with your partner. Hugs are good for your blood pressure, too. So that study is there. And then there is a discussion on the podcast currently showing that 10 minutes of daily mild exercise can improve your memory. And then the question, did you know that your height can have an effect on getting varicose veins? I didn't know any of that stuff. You can find the answer to that on the podcast. And there's also news that syphilis in babies is at an all-time high. Information on good health in general. Lots of kibitzing, lots of conversation, edited down, boiled down into a few minutes so you can get the gist of our conversations every week. You must go to gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where you will find the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, we continue with our focus on the medical news of the week. And the good news for drinkers is, this has sort of been up and down. This is like science disproving itself. I think we had something a while ago. Drinking is okay. Drinking's not okay. What does it do? It doesn't do all that. So here's the latest in that saga. Ken.
Yeah, and I just want to add the latest on hugging, which we talked about last week, and you were just mentioning, is that we now learn that it actually stimulates the release of oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, and a good hug will actually make you feel have a calming effect, reduce depression and anxiety, and just get this oxytocin out there. That's the really feel-good hormone. You know, when you're having sex, that's going crazy. When babies are breastfeeding, that hormone is going crazy. So it's a wonderful sensation, and a nice, healthy way is actually with hugging. And let's talk a little bit about the latest about drinking. And yes, this is an update. It's the largest, biggest study, most thorough study. And is it the last word? Who knows? But it's the latest word. This is out of Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research just this week. And the news this week, Doug, is that folks who consume a drink or two of alcohol every day are more likely to die prematurely. At any age, if you drink daily, even just one or two drinks, you have a 20% increased risk of death compared to someone who drinks the same amount 2 to 3 times a week. Most of the increased risk of early death comes from an increased risk of cancer from these studies. And drinking more than 4 times a week can also increase the risk of heart attack and stroke.
But aren't we told in previous studies that drinking a beer a day or a glass of wine a day is good for us? I mean, how do we know what to believe in these circumstances?
Well, this is going to confuse you. This is just it is confusing, but everyone admits that this study is more, and this was discussed in this paper, and it's the fact that this is a much, much larger study. It's more precise. It's looking more carefully, and it's more powerful than the previous studies. And again, is it the last word? That's a good question,
no,
but it's
no.
A pretty powerful study.
Yeah, but it's not the last word. It'll be contradictions that come. Somebody else will come up with some reason to study something else.
But you know, the truth may be in the middle. You know, if you want to use alcohol for your health, use it as a treat.
There you go. I'll tell you, coming from a family of alcoholics, there's nothing pleasant about any of the abuse of alcohol, as far as I'm concerned. 28 after the hour here on the Good Day Health program. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is now the seventh time the FBI has looked into Judge Kavanaugh's background.
U.S. Senators now reviewing summaries of an FBI investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell noting,
this information comes on top of what was already been one of the most thorough and most exhaustive Senate reviews of any Supreme Court nominee.
The White House says nothing in this latest FBI report should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed as a justice. Senators are reviewing the summaries on Capitol Hill in private this morning. They're not supposed to discuss the contents of that report. A 39-year-old man arrested for allegedly sending envelopes containing a potentially toxic powder to the White House and Pentagon is a U.S. Navy veteran. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Learning experience for all humans of all ages. The Good Day Health Program, is that maybe overstating it a bit? Nah, I don't think so, because Ken is really an expert in his field. At Lake Cardiology, you get all kinds. This is not the once over lightly treatment that you get with other doctors. Ken is very thorough. He's got a following not only locally in Central Florida, but all over the state, all over the Southeast, all over the country. People come from all over the world to see Ken, in fact, and you can have that experience as well if you'd like to book an appointment. Why not? 352-735-1400. Connects you to Lake Cardiology and Dr. Ken at his clinic. 352-735-1400. All right, back to the trending stories of the week from the world of medicine. Smoking, weakening the immune system. I would have thought that didn't need to be studied. That's kind of a duh, isn't it?
Well, it's a new wrinkle on it. It's from the dental literature, Journal of Endodontics this week. The list of health risks, Doug, linking to smoking just continues to grow. The news this week is that aside from lung cancer, emphysema, and heart disease, the problems we know about, cigarette smokers, they also have a weakened immune system affecting their dental health. Smoking apparently reduces the ability of pulp inside teeth to fight illness and disease.
Mm-hmm. So this underscores our conversation, good doctors know the connection between gum health, the health generally in your mouth, and what it leads to with regard to the rest of your body. There's so many connections to the gum that most people don't see, and I don't know that doctors represent that as being as important as it is, Ken. Do you agree with that?
I think the mouth is the doorway to good health, and if you don't keep your gums and teeth healthy, that inflammation will spread throughout the body and cause problems far from the mouth. So
Right. It's
having a good dental hygienist and a good dentist is just absolutely necessary for good overall health.
All right, Viagra in the medical news this week, and it isn't good.
Well, there's a lesson here for all of us. This comes out of the medical journal Retinal Cases this month. High doses of the impotence drug, commonly known as Viagra, Doug, can cause damage to the eye's retina that results in irreversibly tinted vision. People who depend on colored vision for their livelihood need to realize there could be a long-lasting impact of overindulging in this drug. Normal doses of the drug can cause vision problems, but a big but, symptoms typically disappear within 24 hours when you use the normal dose. So living by the philosophy that if a little bit is good, Doug, a lot is better, can be very dangerous to your health, especially if you're using Viagra and rely on your color vision.
So Viagra is not as important. Is it used as much now as it used to be? Do you think it was a craze when it first came out?
It's still used a lot.
It is. And what about Cialis and Levitra and the other things?
That group of drugs, Viagra, Cialis, that group of drugs, there's other choices. And Viagra had the benefit of being the first guy on the block, so that's why it got a lot of publicity.
Well, so is this an example of drugs that, if you don't have a 30-year test run, you don't really know? I think that's what you were alluding to at the beginning.
Well, actually, what I was alluding to is that people on their own taking higher doses, thinking that a little is good, so a lot should be a lot better, and you can get yourself in trouble. This is not bad medicine. This is just patients on their own taking more than they are prescribed. And you can really do yourself in doing this, especially if you like your eyes.
Yeah. All right, I got I like my eyes.
So I'm not trying to
like my eyes.
I am not trying to steer people away from Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to urge you to use the dose that's prescribed by your physician.
Right. Or less. So now we have these stories this week of powders being sent to the Pentagon, to the White House, ricin or other things that have been, 10 years or so ago?
Anthrax.
Anthrax, that was it. So what is ricin? What's anthrax? What's the worry here?
Well, people have been asking me about this, so I thought I would add it this week, Doug, because of the front page news about it. So ricin is a natural but very toxic compound. It's a byproduct of processing castor beans. I don't think you're growing those on your farm, are you?
No.
Oh, good. This ricin works because I knew you were going to ask me how does it work, so I really delved into this. It works by getting inside the cells of a person's body and preventing the cells from making the proteins they need. Without the proteins, cells die. Eventually, this is harmful to the whole body, and it can cause death. So ricin breaks down cells, killing a person over a period of hours or days. If inhaled, injected, or ingested, less than a pinpoint of ricin can
can kill a person within 36 to 48 hours due to the failure of the respiratory and circulatory systems. There's no known antidote for ricin, but there is some good news. Ricin poisoning, Doug, is not contagious.
Oh, okay. What was Cipro? Remember when Cipro was all the rage? When everybody was worried about anthrax, is that something that would help if you were exposed to ricin?
Good question.
What is Cipro, first of all?
Cipro is an antibiotic. Good question. Anthrax is a bacteria. And this ricin is more like a protein. It's not a bug. It's a natural substance breakdown from castor beans. It's like castor bean oil. It's mostly proteinaceous.
Really? Say that again. What?
It's mostly, ricin is mostly made up of protein. It's not a bug. It's not, anthrax is a bacteria. This is not a living bug. This is just a substance, a breakdown product of processing castor beans.
Huh. Isn't that interesting? How something good in the whole.
Exactly.
When you break it down.
Yes.
It's like,
exactly.
What did somebody tell me about? Was it walnuts or maybe cashews?
And that is a good insight, because if you eat a castor bean, you're not going to get the ricin, but if
right.
you process.
Okay.
Yeah.
So somebody said to me in another conversation on the, this is why this is such a fantastic way, I have to tell you. This is a fantastic way of making a living, even though it's harder to eke out a living these days than it used to be. But I'm such a curious sort. I've been on the air for a long, long time. And sometimes I think I've heard every answer to every question. I've asked every question it's possible to ask of everybody in the world. But then something comes up that is fascinating. And so you're talking about the root cause of a problem that comes from something that's good.
Exactly.
And then, but somebody said to me on the air in a conversation, Kara, I don't know if you remember this or not, help me with it a little if you can. While we were talking, I think it was cashews, and whether or not you're talking about ricin here, but does anthrax come possibly, am I putting the two together, out of the powdered seed of a walnut or a cashew? Does that make any sense at all?
No. Anthrax is a bug, is a bacteria.
Okay. All right. Well, I heard it was something bad anyway. I put it together. But then eating cashews, for me anyway, I have 3 or 4 handfuls of cashews a day.
Please don't tell me cashews are bad for you.
I know. No. It's not the cashew, but there's some derivative that comes from it that apparently is. All right. Anyway, enough speculation on that. In a moment or two, I want to talk about a couple of things that have surfaced this week and a question. Always you can get questions to me, again, on Twitter, at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Sometimes people are concerned about weight loss in a way that gets them to do something drastic, to take the pounds off by having an operation or going into one of these support groups and going on crazy diets and that sort of thing. So, yeah, these things work to get the pounds off, but do they keep them off? That's the question, and the answer to that in most cases is N-O, no, they don't. Along comes Calitrin, which is a protein-based substance. The protein is collagen. Collagen is what your body, any doctor will tell you, your body produces its own up until 30, 35, and then it wanes, and then you're not really producing any. That's why your body turns to fat instead of keeping muscle. So if you want to keep your body in lean muscle tissue, or to be muscular, men and women, then you need to lose the weight in a very intelligent, well-thought-out plan that starts with Calitrin. It is the number one healthy choice for weight loss now after people have tried all this other stuff. And Ken will tell you, you go into an exercise program, you keep your muscles lean, and by exercising using Calitrin as a base for a collagen support system, the collagen creates the muscle, pushes the fat out, much easier to lose fat anyway. And the fat is used sometimes, I think, in the bodily process. Did you find that to be the case with you, Ken, when you were in your heavy exercise period? You had some extra weight, and exercising pushed the fat out, used that for energy to build muscle, right? Isn't that how it
works? Absolutely.
Yeah. So take advantage of the collagen in Calitrin. I don't mean to confuse people, but Calitrin is the brand name, and the main ingredient is a really fine version of collagen. Collagen peptides, in fact, proven effective at maintaining weight in addition to helping you lose the weight. So let's lose it and maintain it easily and positively and in a way that protects the rest of the integrity of your body. Calitrin at toploss.com. 10% off the deal. If you get three bottles, you'll get a fourth bottle free. That's not the reason to do it, but it's a help in making a decision. Let's go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the discount. And if you need really to have some help, some advice, you can call one of the operators at 833-TOPLOSS and talk to them before you order at toploss.com. That's toploss.com for the healthiest way to lose weight in America, Calitrin.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
All right, I surround myself with professionals that I know and like and trust and have known for years. I say that all the time with Ken because I do trust him and know him, and I've known him for years and years and years. Such is the case with my lawyer, who's actually been my lawyer for 45 years. Yesterday, he went to get his colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
The medical professionals didn't realize that he was allergic to both fentanyl and Versed. Is that what it's called? V-E-R-S-E-D?
Versed.
Versed. Okay. They should have picked up on that from my charts. They didn't. Otherwise, they would have had an anesthesiologist to administer propofol. Anyway, he had a choice because there was no anesthesiologist.
And that's what Michael Jackson didn't wake up on.
Yeah, right, yeah. So he said he had a chance to reschedule the colonoscopy or do it right then and there. He did it without any sedative.
Ooh.
And he said his last line never again.
He's pretty tough.
He is pretty tough, yeah.
That was his own choice, I hope.
Yes, it was his choice.
That's very unusual.
Because he didn't know. This is his first time having a check.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, my God.
Is he sitting down today?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. He just sent me an email a little while ago and said
that is highly unusual.
Yeah, I would have thought it would be awful. You've had your colon.
Yeah, but I went to sleep.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm surprised they did that.
Oh my God, that has to have been awful. Oh, it just gives me the willies thinking about it.
Yeah.
Don't do that, folks. Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Doctor in the house. We continue to be amazed at the knowledge that is a part of our exchange here. The Dr. Ken Kronaus, traveling into our ears and our mind every week on Good Day Health and a part of our overall focus on your health and well-being. There's a lot of that here, and it's appropriate because a lot of people have questions. And as has been said, I was having a conversation earlier with a doctor who said, she was talking about irritable bowel syndrome and how it seems to be more prevalent in women. And then she suggested the reason for it being more prevalent in women is that women go to their doctor more often than men do to seek out answers to questions. Do you find that to be the case in your practice at Lake Cardiology down in Florida? More women come to you with heart questions or problems and heart correction than men?
Well, in general, women a little bit more than men tend to go to the doctor, and often a reason why some married or coupled men do better is because a good woman behind them get them to the doctor. But I see pretty close, I'd say probably 60-40 women, but I see pretty close even.
It is. Do you think that's because of your specialty? People are, heart disease, cancer, that sort of thing. You don't know you have cancer, but it's not as easy to recognize cancer symptoms as it is heart symptoms. Isn't that true or not?
Well, remember, heart disease is not a men's problem. The number one killer of women in America since the late 1980s has been heart disease. So Heart disease is a big problem for women, much bigger than cancer or the breast.
All right.
So we see plenty of women.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of women, there's some news this week. Dr. Ken is noted for his understanding of the information that is usually just doctor speak. And if you were to read some of these journals, God knows why you would. But if you did,
keep you up at night.
Oh, my God. So anyway, Ken reads them and sort of synthesizes the information. So here's something that's important for those of you who are, those of you who are looking at the female side of things and the impact of processed meats on women and breast cancer issues.
Yeah, let's prevent some breast cancer. This is out of the International Journal of Cancer just this week, Doug. Eating processed meats like bacon, sausages, and ham can increase the risk of breast cancer. Regularly consuming processed meats is linked with a 9% higher risk of breast cancer. Processed meats are those that have been preserved by smoking, curing, or salting.
Wow. Yeah, you look around at the information. I saw a recall of ground beef. Cargill, again, one of the ag giants, putting all the small farmers out of business. They had to recall tens of thousands of pounds of ground meat because of E. coli. Now, we talk about E. coli and salmonella, listeria, all of these things frequently, Ken. What we kind of look at them as something that can be overcome. But is there, in your experience or what you're reading in some of the journals, is there a long-term impact of, you know, kind of following up on what we just said about processed meats, eating this stuff, getting attacked by these bacteria, can it have a long-term, almost fatal impact on you if you have enough of it or if you don't really get it all out of your system?
Well, those who have chronic illness, their immune systems are not working up to par. In the very young, these illnesses can be life-threatening. But yeah. Most of us in middle age who have good immune systems, we get sick, but we get better.
Yeah. But this instance here brings about a focus on kidney failure. Apparently the symptoms, the diarrhea and the irritable bowel
Absolutely.
Syndrome, which seems to be a part of our conversation in the main today, the number of people being hurt by this E. coli, all of these things, it just is amazing.
The bugs are getting stronger and
right,
worse,
and
more
the processing
toxic.
Of food makes it more of a problem because they mask it, they cover it up instead of not having it in the first place. All right. So there's food news with Dr. Ken. Here's some news. Speaking of food, if you're interested in super health and super well-being, then you need Texas Superfood at your side, or at least in front of you every day, the powdered form, capsule form of 55 organic fruits and vegetables. And that's the underscore here, the organic fruits and vegetables. There's a lot of products out there with fruits and vegetables powdered, and they're good, but this is the best. Texas Superfood, as the name suggests, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables processed here for Texas Superfood, so you get the benefit. It's fabulous stuff, and I would suggest if you really want to know more about it, I can't tell you much in a few seconds, go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, see and find.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.